Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Money. Batting third. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe LaHood. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Vukovic. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Parsons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. And now, play ball. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Gamble reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gamble tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is called out on strikes. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons juggles the ball. That's an error on Parsons. Spikes scores. Duncan goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to second. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kenny hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Kenny reaches third base with a triple. Gamble goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Champion now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kenny scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into left field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground that hits Hendrick. Hendrick is out and Bell is safe at first. There goes Hendrick trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Porter to second, and Bell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovic strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Briggs hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gamble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gamble. The throw from Porter and he is out, Money applying the tag. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Lamb now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHewitt hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duncan is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Chris Short now pitching. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vukovic fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. John Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Lamb scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Money is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kenny scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to second. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Frank Lindsay now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 3 in the game. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.